Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
can be.
Oh,
giving you the victory. Victory. Victory.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank God for his victory, for victory is ours in the name of Jesus. Regardless of what is happening in our lives, we are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. Wherever you are this morning, wherever you are in your life and circumstances, you are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. I am more than victorious in Christ Jesus. And I want you to always remember that. We always have to remember that Christ said that the price on the cross more than 3,000 years ago. So we are more than victorious in Christ Jesus. And therefore, this morning, we enter into his presence with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You do not look about what is around, what is happening in the physical. But you look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He is faithful. He is kind. Nothing happens without his knowledge. He knows everything. He sees everything. And there's nothing that will surprise God. Nothing surprises him. He's omniscient, all-knowing. And because God is all-knowing, he always has a solution to our problems, to our issues, to our circumstance. Hallelujah. So when we come into his presence, we come with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Even when the storms of life are raging, we still say thank you. Hallelujah. Let's enter into a praise this morning. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. We just lost a niece in our family, but in everything we give God the praise. We give God the thanksgiving. We bless his holy name. And we're always thankful for what he's doing, what he has done, and what he will continue to do. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The name of this song is just simply Total Praise.
morning. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightning, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be are of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of all of them, out of them all. He keepeth his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Father, in the name of Jesus, all your goodness and your grace, we thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, for the peace that you release unto us that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your compassion. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for shielding us with your favor. We thank you, Lord, we bless your name, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up the standard against the enemy. Father God, we thank you for the precious blood that Jesus shed on Calvary for us. We thank you for the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We give you glory. I thank you, Lord, for each and every one this morning under the sound of my voice. Those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time, I thank you, Lord, for the intercessors, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for the mothers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for their families. I thank you for their children. I thank you for the intercessors, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you and I bless your name, oh God. We praise you, we worship you, we glorify you, Lord. Father God, especially these intercessors pray, these mothers pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, around the clock, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for Mariama who leads the team, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you hear their prayers, you hear her prayers. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing upon her life, anointing upon the mother's life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for their faithfulness. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I thank you for the members, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for our family and our friends, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, it is you. It is all up to you. Glory and honor to your name. You are God from the beginning to the end. There's no need to argue about it. You are God. You are God. You are sovereign, oh God. And so, Father God, I thank you and I bless you. And, Father God, I pray, oh God, as the mothers, oh God, as the intercessors, as the members pray, oh God, oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you that you always hear and answer the prayers, but Lord, as they intercede and take the time out, 9 a.m., to pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, 12 p.m., Lord, you know the time, oh God. You see everyone that is dedicated as there, oh God. You are the one that takes the roll call, oh God. You see, you know, you hear, oh God, 9 a.m., 12 p.m., 3 p.m., oh God, and 6 p.m., whether it's 1 or 2, oh God, but I thank you for their faithfulness, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, for that you do not overlook anything that they do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As they have done it for others, Lord, you will do it for them and their families in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that they made it is by choice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So your word says, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land. And so, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you release an overflow of abundant fruit into their lives, abundant fruit into the lives of their children, in the name of Jesus, the seed of their seeds, their families, in the name of Jesus. The Lord, I pray this morning that they never lack anything. Oh God, you provide for them according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, this is not a one-year thing or a two-year thing. These mothers and intercessors, they have been faithful for years in and years out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father God, I pray that you decorate them pillars, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you decorate their pillars for your anointing, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you bless them exceedingly abundantly above all that they can think or act of in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you take them higher and higher, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for divine promotion, divine acceleration, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you will perfect all that concerns their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray, oh God, that they will continuously walk with you, that you will continuously let them know when they do something wrong, oh God, that when the Holy Ghost convicts them, they will come into repentance, that nothing will separate them from the love of God in the name of Jesus, that they will not allow darkness, oh God, to take over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You, Lord, you look at the heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, you will keep their imperfect peace, whose hearts purpose, oh God, for them and for their destiny, oh God. Reactions are uprooted right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, Master. Lord, let your peace, let your love, let your grace rest upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, oh God. Your strength is made perfect in their weakness, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen them, O God. And Father God, you have those that are so diligent, O God, when it comes to the offering and tithes and Sabbath offering and covenant and offering of God in the name of Jesus. You know them by name and nature. But Father God, bless their heads. Let them never lack in the name of Jesus. Let their well never run dry. In the name of Jesus, let the vine grow over, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Bless the seed, oh God. Just let Melchizedek bless and honor the seed from Abram, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that you bless and honor that seed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That they will reap from their harvest, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, that they will not lack, oh God. Their children will not lack, oh God. In the name of Jesus, their families will not lack, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that Father God, in every need, you will provide supernaturally. In the name of Jesus, bless the work of their hands. In the name of Jesus, I release the blessings that come, oh God, from the King of Righteousness. The King of Peace, the King of Peace, the King of Righteousness, who is Jesus Christ. Possessor of the heaven and earth, Melchizedek, let that blessing be rest upon them, on the every seed that is planted, oh God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, Yekuria, my son, Yaakov. And we give you the praise and we give you the thanksgiving. Father God, we thank you for your goodness, your grace and mercy. So Lord, I bless you. I bless you, oh God. We bless you this morning. We don't take anything for granted. You are faithful, you're kind. You are loving. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to be careful, oh God, to the throne of grace to just receive mercy, your mercies that are new every morning. Have mercy, oh God. Forgive us of all the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you in thoughts, in words, in deeds, in the name of Jesus. Take away the heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh. Creating us a clean heart and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, your mercy, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Let the blood that gave us strength from day to day. In the name of Jesus, wash away our sins, cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart, and renew our right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray, O God, that the Holy Spirit continuously hover over our lives as individuals, hover over this ministry in the name of Jesus, hover over this prayer line in the name of Jesus, hover over our homes, hover over our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, oh God, Holy Ghost, hover over us, oh God, perfect all that concerns us, let there be light. Let the light of God begin to shine brighter, oh God, in our lives, in every area of our lives. Oh, Father God, take the light into another dimension. Take us, oh God, from glory to glory in the name of Jesus, oh God. Give us perfect understanding of what you're doing and what you're going to do in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, you say, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. in the name of Jesus, take away the way we talk to people, the way we deal with people, oh God. Let us respect one another, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Take away negative thoughts and negative attitudes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us how to walk in love. Teach us how to walk in forgiveness, in the name of Jesus. Your grace and mercy, oh God. Father God, surround us and embrace us in your love. In the name of Jesus, oh God, make the crooked places straight. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, let our lives come into divine order. Oh, Father God, fill us up, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, let us walk in our divine purpose. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, and do what you've called us to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree, declare, and prophesy that no weapon tested against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, we cancel every plan of the enemy, sin and unseen, noon and unknown, against our lives, against our destiny. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in every plan of the enemy, against our children, grandchildren, spouses, oh God, we cancel through, Father, that is in the blood of Jesus. Jesus Christ has given us that authority to step on scorpions and demons in his name. Jesus Christ has given us authority. So we come in the name of Jesus and we destroy every work of darkness, seen and unseen, noon and unknown, in our lives, in our family. We destroy in the name of Jesus. Let the light begin to shine in the name of Jesus. We uproot everything in our lives that is not of God in the name of Jesus. We uproot everything in our lives that is not of God in the name of Jesus. We take the weeds out of our lives in the name of Jesus, not by our might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God. We take those weeds out, weeds of unforgiveness, weeds of lies, weeds of bitterness. We uproot those weeds in our lives, oh God, that is hindering our growth and our walk with God. We take the weeds of dishonesty, we uproot it in the name of Jesus. We take generational ancestral weeds that have been rooted in our lives, we uproot it in the name of Jesus. We uproot it and we burn those weeds in the name of Jesus. We burn generational weeds in the name of Jesus. We burn ancestral weeds in the name of Jesus. Every weed, evil, satanic weed in our lives, we uproot and burn with the fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Let there be a cleansing of our lives in the name of Jesus, that nothing will stop us, that will keep us down, that we will grow healthy and strong in the word of God, in the will of God, in the name of Jesus. We uproot those weeds from the life of our children. We uproot generational and set the weeds from the foundation of our lives in the name of Jesus. We uproot it, we uproot it, we uproot it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We uproot, we uproot, oh God, everything in our life that is not of God, we uproot in the name of Jesus. We uproot in the name of Jesus every faulty foundation from our father's side, from our mother's side, in the name of Jesus, that is hindering God's plans and purpose for our lives. Oh, Father God, we uproot, we destroy to the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. Any faulty foundation on behalf of the things that we have done, we pray for mercy, oh God. And Lord, we ask you to repair, we repent and repair those foundations in our lives in the name of Jesus. Repair those foundations, oh God. Repair them, oh Lord. We ask for mercy. And we pray that you repair, oh God, so that we can reach our purpose and our death in the name of Jesus. Father God, repair it, oh God. And oh, Father God, the original way that he intended, Christ is our foundation. Of Christ the solid rock we stand in the name of Jesus. And garnish the walls of our foundation in the name of Jesus with your precious stones, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we destroy every synthetic altar that has our names, our pictures, our children's names and pictures in the name of Jesus. Every satanic altar. Gloria, my son, there we destroy to the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. Every evil altar that has our name, oh, evil altar speaking against us. Gloria, my, we destroy with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we destroy ancestral evil altars with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Every altar that has may be part of our bodies, whether it's here, whether it's near, whatever it is that the enemy is using and catching against us, we destroy through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We come against incantation in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand. Only the word of God shall stand. And in the name of Jesus, Father God, anything monitoring our lives and destiny, we destroy to the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. Evil altars erected, we destroy in the name of Jesus against our children, against our grandchildren. We destroy through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We destroy, utterly destroy those evil altars right now in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are, in the mountains, in the ocean, in the sea, we utterly destroy those altars right now in the name of Jesus. Every evil word spoken against us, we destroy incantation, witchcraft. We destroy through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, not by might of power, but by the spirit of Christ Jesus. I come in the name of Jesus. I come in the name of Jesus. I come in the name of Jesus. And I destroy every evil against my life, against the life of my husband, against the life of my children and grandchildren. Yet, Guria must say, generational evils. I destroy the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We release the fire of the Holy Ghost. 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 Anything representing us in the dark kingdom, we destroy the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Under the counsel of Almighty God shall stand in the name of Jesus. Yet, Guria. In the name of Jesus, no God will speak for us. No ram will speak for us. No chicken will we have. No witch doctor word will prevail. Only the counsel of Almighty God. Only the word of God. Oh, yeah, my sin. The blood of Jesus speaks for us. No your blood of goats and cows and sheep and chickens will speak for us. The blood of Jesus speak on our behalf. The blood of Jesus speak victory in our lives. The blood of Jesus destroy the work of darkness. The blood of Jesus destroy evil hosts. The blood of Jesus. And so, Father, we bind the strong man in the name of Jesus and all his evil cohorts. In the name of Jesus, the strong man operating those other, we bind them and all their cohorts and send them to the bottomless pits of hell. We release the fire, brimstone fire, the hearts of lead, destroy them in the name of Jesus. Ego yemasem, yeko leka de masete de Jacob, yeka de ma, we bind every strong man. Ego yese dete de koria masse, yeku yemasse, send them to the bottomless pit of hell. They had all their cohorts in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray for those that have multiple evil, that people have done multiple altars against their lives, against their destiny. In the name of Jesus, Father God, release the brimstone fire there. Oh God, to destroy those altars right now and bind the strong man on these multiple evil altars. Ancestral altars, altars of fathers and mothers died in the name of Jesus. We destroy those altars right now in the name of Jesus. You said what you bind on earth will be bind in heaven, and what you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. In the name of Jesus, let this day be a day of new beginning. And Father God, we erect altars that worship Jesus. Only Jesus Christ. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach. In the name of Jesus. Uriah Masandeka Yasada. Father God, we come against evil men and women of God who say that men and women of God and release evil anointing on your children and use the incantation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we destroy the work of darkness. Yet, Guria must say, oh, expose and dispose, oh God. In the name of Jesus, release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Yet, Guria must set the echo. Yet, Guria must set the echo. We cleanse anyone that has been under that anointing and do not know of it, that is hindering God's plans and purpose for their lives, oh God. Cleanse, oh God. Cleanse, oh God. Cleanse, oh God, in the name of Jesus, or the blood of Jesus. And Father God, release a fresh oil and a fresh anointing, oh God, anointing of Christ Jesus. The anointing of Jesus Christ. We didn't renounce. In the mighty name of Jesus, we renounce, I renounce, my children renounce, my grandchildren renounce, my husband renounce. We renounce every negative incantation, every negative, renounce it in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. We renounce negative enchantment and words spoken against this ministry in the name of Jesus. We renounce it in the name of Jesus and cancel it to the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. Who there must say, God, this ministry is I am that I am. Prayer, tabernacle, ministry. Let the Holy Ghost move in this ministry in the name of Jesus. The word of God supersede every word. In the name of Jesus, those who have spoken swearing, evil words, oh, negative words against this ministry, oh God, Father God, arise and let the enemy be scattered in the name of Jesus. And we cast out those words right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We release the Spirit of God that is in the name I am that I am. We release the Spirit of God that is in the name that I am that I am. We release the Spirit of God that is in that name I am that I am. Yet, Guriamase, so we move in this ministry in the name of Jesus. Every part of this ministry in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God in the name I am that I am. Move in his ministry in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. You, Lord, for the I am factor. We thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of Christ in the name I am. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in the name I am. Oh, for the Spirit of God in the name I am that I am. Yeah, go to my say, you heard our cries, you heard our pleas, and you have come to set us free. Out of my set to the echo. So, Father God, we thank you. Lord, almost set to the chaos. And we bless your name. We praise your name in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every evil, negative word, Father God, we cancel. Lord, through the resurrection power and through the blood of Jesus. Yet, could he said, search not my anointed. And do my prophets no harm. Vengeance the Lord, Lord, you will reap it. So, Father God, even negative thoughts, negative words we cancel to the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for this ministry, for our lives and destiny. Let it come forth in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Come against every counter attack of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. We come against every counter attack. In the name of Jesus. Only Almighty God will prevail. And so, Father, let your glory settle on us. Let your glory settle on us. Let us walk in your glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer not only for the members, but for everyone under the sound of my voice. When God is for you, who can be against you? We walk in the covenant of Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, we thank you for victory in the name of Jesus. We seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit. You, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
One day God said to Moses, Moses, I want you to go and tell Pharaoh, but I said to let my people go. Moses said, well, Lord, who shall I say sent me? God said to Moses, Moses, tell them that I am, God. And I said to let my people go. So what are you saying, Pastor Shirley? I'm saying that God is simply reigning on the throne. Reign, Jesus. Reign, reign,
Jesus, reign.
Reign, Jesus, I'm